Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson talking about the verse rehearsed dates. The verses match the date of February 10th. So that's 2:10 here in America. And two great verses I just got to talk to you about. First, out of Philippians. Philippians 2:10. And the verse is saying that every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. What a fantastic, amazing chapter of the Bible is Ephesians 2. If you haven't read it in a while, crack it open, because it talks about how Christ humbled himself on the cross, becoming obedient, you know, coming down from heaven. And it's really just the lifespan of eternity with, you know, like an overview of Christ and how he comes down to save us. And no matter if you believe in the Lord or not, right now, according to the Bible, according to this truth in Philippians 2:10, you will kneel. toy boat. Tongue twister. You will kneel before the Lord and admit that he's Lord. All the demons will do that. It's my understanding, my belief. All the terrorists, all the Mickey Mouse fans, all the believers, all the Russians, everybody, okay, will say that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, for many people, it'll be too late, all right? So this is key. If the Bible's true, and if Jesus is the Son of God, this is what's going down. So if you believe that there's a God, my first question, okay, is it the God of the Bible? If it's the God of the Bible, this is what it says is going down. You will kneel and you will say that Jesus Christ is Lord. So he has created you, and you have this faith challenge to give him your heart, to receive his gift. And that brings us to Ephesians 2:10. The old NIV says, you are God's workmanship. The new NIV says you're his handiwork. Either way, you were made with a purpose to serve God in advance for things he's already made in his purpose for you to do. Okay, your talents, your spiritual gifts are part of God's plan to reach the nations, to fulfill the Great Commission, to glorify him, to have fellowship with him, to ultimately someday, not only now, but at a time in eternity, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. The verses go hand in hand. You are God's handiwork, his workmanship. 2 Corinthians 5 talks about how we're his ambassador. What a privilege to be an ambassador for God. I'm here in Iowa, and our former governor, Terry Branstad, is the ambassador to China for President Trump. No matter what you think about those countries or those people, that's kind of cool to know the ambassador to China from the United States, or to know the president. With God, you get both. You're the ambassador, and you get to know the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So if that doesn't, you know, move you from where you're listening or reading this short little message, and I don't know what will. So Verse Rehearse is a ministry that matches the verse date for the best verses to help you remember the date. Well, no, you don't. You already know the date. It helps you remember the verse. It helps you meditate on it each and every year. So this ain't my first February 10th thinking about these verses. And so I challenge you to check them out at versrehearse.com. Meditate on these verses. Share them with other people. Take care. God bless. And surge up.